Go Yard, Go Yard. 7:35 is the time. Number one song on the state, 1972. The only time they've ever hit number one.
72.
Soulful kind of.
Yeah, it wasn't too early. Curtis Mayfield and the Reflections.
Good guess.
Oh, I love this tune. Main Ingredient.
Yes,
Brian.
Think about dying.
Well, before you do anything,
rash.
Dig this.
I love that.
Yeah.
Dig this.
That's right.
Everybody plays a fool sometimes.
Now, the song's appropriate for some of the people that our next guest is looking for. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. From the U.S. Marshal Service District of New Hampshire, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White. Hey, Jeff.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that song. I wasn't sure if you were saying.
No. It took me a while. Trust me. You will always be portrayed in a good light. Don't worry.
Oh, thank goodness. Now, Brandon on the other hand.
I thought that's where he may have been going.
No, theme song now.
Well, and it was so easy because today's fugitive shares the same name. So it would have been easy, but I didn't go with the low-hanging fruit.
I should have had him do the show.
Yeah. So, do we have any captures?
We do not.
Mm.
Unfortunately, have a capture report, but I always have a new one for you. So,
okay.
This week, like you said, another one of Brandon's namesakes, Brandon Carl Hansen. He's wanted on a Belknap County warrant for failure to appear on a felon in possession of a deadly weapon, which is a knife, and a theft of a vehicle charge. Mr. Hansen was last known to be living in Manchester, but has a lot of ties over in the Dover, Somersworth, Rochester area. He's 34 years old, white male, 5'11", 220 pounds, has hazel eyes, brown hair, has countless tattoos. I wish I knew what they all were, but he has tattoos on his back, chest, abdomen, neck, both his right and left hands and wrists, and a tattoo on his right calf. Kind of an older photo, but he's gotten a little bit bigger than this from what I understand, and hopefully somebody will recognize him or knows the name, or maybe he's your neighbor, maybe he's your son, nephew, something that you can give us a call and give us an idea where he is.
Now, for the future of the weeks that we've done, failure to appear, possession of a knife, theft of a vehicle, these are not big charges. I mean, there's nothing really sexy about this one.
No, it's not the sexiest. Felon in possession of a weapon being just a knife, we'll still work that kind of case as well, but he does have a criminal history which says otherwise. So, it's not always just the underlying charge that we're looking at. We're looking at a little bit of everything. What's the history? How long has he been on the run? Where they think he might be, if he's outside of Belknap County, it makes it easier for us to do it than if it was just some guy bouncing around Laconia for Belknap County, where he's probably either in Manchester or over in the Dover area. Makes a little more sense for us to take a look at it.
I got you. So, Brandon Carl Hansen's debut to the criminal life is not this week.
No, definitely not. And, we assure you of that. But hopefully, he looks at this as, maybe he's turning his life around and he wants to take care of things, and we'll give him that opportunity. If he wants to call and turn himself in, we'd love it.
Yeah, well, absolutely would, because then you could chalk this one up and go turn your attention to the next one.
And a friend of mine told me about another show that does something similar to this, but they actually, the show offers, if you call into the show, we'll give you a free coffee mug. I'm like, that's a great idea. Maybe we should somehow motivate these people to call in and they can tell their side of the story and maybe convince them to turn themselves in. So,
oh, I like it. You got any U.S. Marshals coffee mugs?
Yeah, we captured, arrested by, or.
Okay, that'd be kind of cool. All right, I like that.
We have to have some kind of incentive for these people to do the right thing sometimes. So maybe that's it.
Oh, and
a free mug.
Are you kidding? A coffee mug would be a better hit than paying, $50 cash.
I mean,
people would love that mug, man. No, I kind of like that. All right. Who's the case agent on this one?
Case agent on this is our task force officer from Belknap County, Scott Corbett. He is a special deputy U.S. Marshal assigned to the task force full time. Like I said, he's out of Belknap County, so it's one of his cases that is on his list that he needs to get off his list. So we're hoping we can help him out.
All right. 225-1632. Or you can submit a web tip or text NHTIP with any information to TIP411. If you have seen Brandon Carl Hansen, pretty distinctive photo. And again, last known to be in Manchester, but has ties to family, friends, and residents over in the Dover, Rochester, Somersworth area. So eyeball there. And you could get a hold of Deputy Special Deputy U.S. Marshal Scott Corbett. So see what we can do to help you and get another capture.
I'm looking forward to it. It's been a week since I wrote the last one, so let's do another one.
You got it.
Excellent.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Peter.
All right, man. 741. Jeff White, U.S. Marshal Service.